This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1668. Four idioms to help you play by the rules in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you play by the rules, or are rules meant to be broken? Everyone answers this question differently. Today, get the key vocabulary you need to discuss your opinion on this topic with a native English speaker.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Aubrey, happy to have you on the show. You've been on here a little bit this week. We're glad to hang out with you.
I know, so fun. I have a question for you.
Okay, ask away.
You're ready. All right. Are you a big rule follower?
Oh my gosh, that is such a good question. To be honest, I kind of am a rule follower. So I have a strong sort of moral conscience. I follow the law. And sure. Most of the time, I also try to follow the rules, I would say.
Okay. Yeah. Is it different if the context, like clearly, right, we're following the law, mm-hmm. but if the stakes are much less important, like mm-hmm. for a game, if you're playing a game, do you always follow the rules, or would you ever like cheat to win?
Oh my gosh. I was telling you, we went sandboarding over the weekend and I did cheat. I started on one instead of zero with a countdown as we raced down the sand dune in Colorado because I thought I was going to lose and I needed a little heads up. But you know, that's just a silly fun, whatever. It's a race.
Totally. That's so funny because I was going to ask if it was intentional to try and win or if it was like an accident that you just was like a false start. But you did it
a little
purpose.
Bit of both. I didn't think through it. I wasn't completely conscious. But no, something, if I were playing a game, if I knew that people were really, really serious, they took the games very seriously, I wouldn't, because that'd be embarrassing to get called out and to just, I don't know, you want to feel like you're doing the right thing. That's what I think. What do you think, Aubrey?
Yeah, that makes sense. If you feel like it really matters to someone else, you're going mm-hmm. to really try to follow the rules. It's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's an interesting conversation. I'm guessing that our listeners are also very interested in this because I think people fall really solidly into one camp or the other, where they feel like, yes. I always follow the rules and I feel like that's super important. Or they're more in the camp of like, it's okay to get away with something if it's not serious, if it's a mm-hmm. game or if it's something, or maybe as for like humor, right? So I'm curious. I think there are probably some listeners who are horrified that you would start that race early. And then there's a lot of listeners who are totally fine with it.
And I think the other thing that's important is this is cultural in some ways. I think certain cultures may have different values around adhering to rules, where rules are, they're not relative. Like they're not, they're static. They are what they are. And I think American culture falls more into that bucket, whereas there are other cultures that things are relative. Depends on how, you know, would you support someone? Or would you lie for someone? Right? If they were a good friend, I think culturally, or some people or some cultures, it's more acceptable because of your relationship to that person. You know what I mean?
And I think it's very different depending on the culture within a family even. Mm-hmm. So the family I grew up in, we played a ton of games and we were very strict about the rules. If someone broke a rule, it would be a huge fight and just nobody did. Like we respected it. We were very serious about it. And so we expected everyone else to follow the rules and we followed the rules. But then when I was dating my husband, the first time I ever played games with his family, I was so surprised. We were playing Pictionary. Where you're drawing a picture of a word, right? So I had the word and his sister was supposed to be guessing. We joke about this all the time because it was so funny when it happened. And, so she's drawing this word and she keeps saying a word over and over. And I was so confused what she was saying. And then, you know, the other team got it and she was like, why didn't you guess it? I kept saying it. And we were laughing so hard because I would never have expected her to say the word out loud because she was supposed to draw it and I was supposed to guess. And it turned out with their family, it was very much just like for fun and joking. Yeah. And if you could get away with something, it was funny. Like no one would ever be upset by that.
That's so interesting.
I was shocked. That was so different than how I grew up playing games, right? So even the culture within a family in the same country, it can be very different.
Yeah. I mean, culture means a lot of things. It's really not just country. It's so narrow to think of it as country. It's family, it's neighborhood, it's age, it's generation, right? Gender. It's all these different things. Yeah. So in today's episode, we're giving you guys the vocabulary to actually have this conversation with a native speaker. What an interesting conversation you could have with a native speaker about your own culture. Are rules static and meant not to be broken, or are they meant to be broken? Your own personal culture, your family, all this good stuff. Right, Aubrey?
Yes. And I think it's a really good conversation to have with coworkers, with friends, because if you're coming from very different places and don't realize this could potentially lead to real problems. So I think it's good to be aware of how it is for someone else based on how they were raised, their culture, to know, you know, do you need to follow the rules and how strictly could you break one for humor, or if it's not such a big deal, or would you always need to be strict? I think it's good to find out.
Yeah, it's so good. So good. So guys, we have a couple of vocabulary phrases for you today. Let's start with the first one. The first one is by the book. Well, what book are we talking about here?
Yeah, just the rule book in general, right? Okay. So if you're playing a game, every game is going to have a rule book. Mm-hmm. But this is idiomatic. If we're talking about, like if we're at work and we say, all right, we need to do this by the book, then it's sort of a general rule book that isn't actually written. It's just sort of the rules that are unwritten that everyone understands.
Right. So this is not an actual book. I mean, sometimes companies have like a, what do you call that? Kind of a guide, like a, they do have
like a
guide, the policies, a handbook, right? But it's not that book. It's the book. It's more broad. It's more idiomatic. So let's give a quick example here, Aubrey. Okay. So are we done?
Hang on a sec. I want to make sure we do everything by the book.
Yeah.
And this doesn't mean there's an actual book that you're going to go look in. It's more like, I want to double check and make sure we've done all of this according to expectations that we both understand.
Yeah, that's important for our listeners to know, because you're going to be looking around for an actual book. There is no actual book, guys. Right?
Exactly.
All right. Hey, guys, the best way to go deeper with this podcast is to use the app when you listen. The app is the only place where you can see the vocabulary words that we have curated for you that will make you fluent and save them to study later. Plus, you see the transcripts while you listen. Go to allearsenglish.com/app to get these features only inside the app. allearsenglish.com/app.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. So the next one, I like this one. What is it, Aubrey?
Play by the rules. So yeah. This is a little bit more general rules. It sounds a little bit childish. Like if kids are playing a childhood game, you're like, okay, everybody play by the rules. But we also use this at work in business English. Be like, all right, everybody play by the rules here. If, for example, someone's taking too long speaking in a meeting, like during the agenda, I could see that and be like, all right, you know, let's play by the rules.
Right. It's this concept of culture, an unwritten set of rules. You know, it's even the way you interact with whatever, with your superiors, right? There's an unwritten set of rules that everyone knows, and you have to play by those rules to be part of that work culture. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot for sports, too. For the average sport, there's just sort of an understood set of rules that everyone has to follow, especially if there's not a referee. My son's playing flag football right now and there's no referee. So just the teams have to kind of understand the rules and call it for each other. And if a kid tries, you know, if a kid isn't playing by the rules, then somebody else has to let him know because there's no umpire, no referee to let him know.
Interesting. So that's the literal rules. And then, so we're talking about rules on two different levels, right? Literally and figuratively. So cool. Okay. So what would be a role play for this?
Okay, Lindsay, I see that you just looked at your card. Come on, play by the rules.
Oh, sorry, you caught me.
Yeah, this is more literal, like the rules of a game, right? If I see you cheating, I can say, all right, play by the rules, Lindsay.
Yeah, I love it. And then the next one is just follow the rules, right? And I asked you, I think in the beginning, or we asked each other, do you follow the rules, right?
Exactly, right? It makes me think of the expression, rules are meant to be broken, which some people, I think, really adhere to that. Like, okay, there's rules, but I'm going to see what I can get away with, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm excited. I mean, we want you guys to come back to our blog. This is episode 1668, and let us know what kind of person you are, right? We really want to know. Everyone's different in this way, right? So quick role play here. Sure.
Okay, let's do it. You go ahead and start.
Okay, all right. So we want to get this right. We have to follow the rules.
Yes, we don't want to make any mistakes this time.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I can see this at school if you're doing like a group assignment and you had, you know, there was some kind of rules that the instructor had set out and you accidentally hadn't followed them or intentionally and got a low score. The next time you'd be like, all right, we got to follow the rules this time.
Oh my gosh, completely. You have to, and sometimes you really have to read in business. If you're signing a contract, make sure you read the rules in the contract, right? That kind of freaks me out sometimes when I sign a contract and I have to, I'm not a very detail oriented person, right? But if I'm signing something, I have to make sure I understand every little thing that's expected of me. And so I have to go through it with a fine tooth comb. Right.
Oh, that's a good expression, the fine tooth comb. Mm-hmm. I seriously, the worst is if you are signing a rental contract or like a mortgage agreement because it's a stack of papers 2 feet thick. Like, is anyone really going to read those word for word? I'm not.
I've had this conversation very recently because we are looking to, like I said before, looking to buy a house and we go away every weekend. So we end up getting we put bids on a house almost every weekend. So we end up signing these contracts on the road, at a brewery, in the sun, on our phones. And it's like we're making the biggest decision of our lives we're not on the internet. We're not at home. It's kind of scary.
Well, it's really interesting. This, I think, goes back to these expressions because when we're signing that type of contract, we're sort of expecting everyone else in that field, in the real estate field, to be following by the same rules, right? If everyone's doing everything by the book, then all of those contracts are very similar, very general, and you understand that there's nothing crazy written in there and you're signing away the life of your firstborn child or something.
Basically, No, it's so true. So you have to kind of trust, but then sometimes not everyone is playing by the rules. So I don't know. We got to watch out for these things. Right. Yeah. And then we have one bonus for our listeners, Aubrey, before we finish up here. And I mentioned it earlier. What is it?
Yeah. For something to be an unwritten rule. So this is a rule that isn't written down, doesn't need to be written. Everyone sort of understands it. Yes. So like what were the unwritten rules in your family growing up, Lindsay?
Oh, that's a great question. I think there was definitely an unwritten rule of respect. Mm. There wasn't a lot of face-to-face argument. It was a little bit of a passive aggressive environment, I'm going to say. If I have to really be honest with all of our listeners.
I have a good unwritten rule that we had growing up. We had chickens. We had this chicken coop with lots of chickens and we took turns each week feeding the chickens. We called it chicken chores. And if my dad went out and saw that the chickens hadn't been fed, then you missed dinner. And that was, it wasn't written down anywhere, but everyone knew you didn't get to eat.
Everyone missed dinner if the person
who was in charge of feeding the chickens, right? Okay. So that person would just be sent to their room without dinner. Because if you're going to let the chicken starve, you shouldn't be able to eat. But I have this really funny memory of one night that I forgot to feed the chickens. So I wasn't allowed to eat dinner. And I was so hungry. I went out into our garden and I was eating raw green beans out of the garden. Is that so funny?
God, I thought you were going to say you ate the chicken.
Oh no. Just plucking it in the field.
Oh God, awful thought. Yeah. So, wow. And how many times did this happen to you that you didn't get dinner?
That was the only time I remember. I think it happened once to each of us, because if that happened once, then you're like, okay, I'm going to make sure to feed the chicken. So it was very motivational.
You do learn these lessons, don't you? Right. If you break an unwritten rule, how we learn these really well. Do we have a quick role play for this one?
Do we? I don't know. I think we have a couple of interesting. Oh, yes, we do for unwritten rule. Okay. I'll start it. You're right.
Okay.
Okay. Can we turn it in Tuesday?
I feel like it's kind of an unwritten rule that we need to finish by Mondays.
Oh, that's a really good one. If you think about dates that things are due, often it is unwritten. Like a teacher might say, everything's turned in Monday, and you just have to remember that. It might not be written in a syllabus even. People just understand.
Right. And that's why we have to be very tuned into the culture. It comes back to the expression, read the room, like understand what's not being said, but what's being implied by things. And this can be really hard when we cross cultures.
Yeah, that's true. And for work, I think everyone has a lot of unwritten rules at every workplace. And then if you switch to a different job, it's going to be a whole new set of unwritten rules. And you just have to get to know colleagues and ask, make sure you're part of that company culture to find out what all those unwritten rules are.
Exactly. And then if you're working abroad, it's a whole other layer in terms of culture. I mean, I think about my time in Japan and there were so many unwritten rules, which I tried to study before I moved there, but I inevitably broke some of them. And it's hard. Sometimes we have to learn these lessons as we go. Right.
Yeah. Sometimes the school of hard knocks, right? Where we make a mistake and then realize what we did wrong and we'll do better next time. Like forgetting to feed the chickens. I learned that through the school of hard knocks.
So what's a takeaway for our listeners today, Aubrey? What would you say?
Yeah. So we've been talking about keeping rules and, you know, maybe we could do a follow up about breaking rules, but definitely just that the value of rules may be different in different cultures. It's a really interesting topic. A lot of useful phrases here. So practice using these. You can use them at work and with friends because everyone understands what you mean when you say, okay, we've got an unwritten rule here. We got to do this by the book.
Exactly. And open this up as a conversation topic, guys. Now that you have the vocab, open it up with a native speaker friend or with someone else learning English and talk about it, because you're going to see that it is different across cultures. All over the world, we have a different idea about rules. Are they meant to be broken or are they meant to be followed, right? So go into it. This could be a really cool way to connect, I think.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of great vocab in this episode. So guys, make sure you have the app. You can get it at allearsenglish.com/app. So you can save all this vocab in your personal power vocabulary list. Follow along on the transcripts. It's the best way to listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I love it. Aubrey, I'll see you next time. Take care.
All right. See ya.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.